This is Alison Thompson. Welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is Tamsin Gary. Following a career in the corporate world, Tamsin trained as a hypnotherapist and travelled to Australia before settling back in England and becoming one of the directors of a business networking organisation. She now runs Alpha Associates and has developed the Act of Attraction, a business development programme that brings together four key areas for business growth. Her book, The Act of Attraction in Business, came out in November 2012. Tamsin's nickname is Tam with a Plan, and during our conversation she talks about why planning is so important for anyone writing a book. So, hello Tamsin, how are you?
Hi Alison, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
No, well, thank you very much for joining me. So I'm going to launch straight into the questions. Your book, The Act of Attraction in Business, what inspired you to start writing it?
I'm asked that question a lot, actually, and the truth is that I always enjoyed writing as a child. Mm-hmm. I did quite well at English at school, and I wrote a few short stories, which my friends seem to enjoy. And in fact, one friend recently has read one of my stories that I wrote when I was 14 and loves it as an adult, so that's quite nice. And I went on to do A-level English literature at college. Mm. So I always thought that I'd probably write a book one day, but if I'm honest, I thought I'd probably write a fiction book.
Ah, okay. And this is most definitely not fiction.
No, it's not fiction at all. And for me, that's because the enjoyment was very much in creating something new and constructing stories rather than, you know, reporting on, you know, English literature I found less interesting than English language.
Right, yeah.
So I then went into a corporate career for 10 years and I worked in human resources and operational management. And of course, writing didn't really feature much in my career. So it was really when I took a bit of a right-hand turn and left that career to retrain in psychology and in clinical hypnotherapy and coaching and mediation in Australia. Mm. And when I returned to the UK to set up my own practice, my interest in writing kind of started to rear its head again. And it really began with the whole kind of process of writing copy on websites and articles for local magazines and all those things that you know that we need to do when we're in business.
Yeah.
And it was really just for the aim of raising awareness than anything else. But it culminated in a blog, which I started back in 2009 when I was managing and leading for networking.
Right, yeah.
And that's really when I started to see how the combination of, you know, sound business acumen and also an understanding of how the mind works could really impact people's success in business. And that's really where the inspiration for the book came from, because I realised that actually if I wanted to really help small business owners to achieve more success in their business, then one of the best ways of doing that is to get into print.
Right, yes, get your knowledge out to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. So it was a kind of gradual process, really, and I didn't do it until I was 39.
Okay, well, so the book came out last year, I believe.
It was 2012.
Oh, 2012.
Sorry. Right at the end of 2012, Alison. It was November.
Okay. So during the writing process, what did you learn? What were the big sort of the big learnings that you got from the process?
Well, there are a number of things, really. And actually, the first two are things that I kind of already knew. But it was the process of writing the book that made me kind of relearn them, if you like. And the first thing that I relearned is the power of having a coach. Or a mentor to guide and support you when you're pursuing something new.
Okay.
Something that you've not done before. And of course, you know, as a coach myself, I've seen firsthand the difference that having a coach to consult with and challenge you can make. So when I decided to write my book, I hired a book writing coach to support me. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made, because having made the decision to write the book, I was really keen to write it as quickly as possible and to get it into print in the same year. So she took me through her book writing process, which I know you have one as well, don't you?
Yeah.
And that included defining the ideal reader of the book, the core message of the book, and then mind mapping the book chapters. And I learned actually how important it is to have somebody who's been through the process help you and enable you to do it, you know, quickly without having to make the mistakes that I think you would make if you didn't have that.
That's very true. I think it's easy to come across a hurdle or an obstacle and give up at that point. But if you've got a coach, then you've got someone there to cheer you on and give you a bit of a pointer in the right direction, getting back on track.
Absolutely. So I guess I learned that hiring a coach can fast track a result, and even though I already knew that. But, you know, sometimes we need to learn something again, don't we, that we already know.
Yeah, it's very easy as well to give other people advice but not follow it yourself, isn't it?
Very easy. Very. Of course, we don't do that at all.
No, never, never. So what else did you learn while you were writing the book?
So the second thing is the importance of planning. And it almost makes me laugh to say that, really, because, as you know, I'm known as Tam with a Plan, because planning plays a big part in my story and my brand.
Yeah.
But I think it is worth mentioning specifically in regards to writing a book, because I often observe people, I'm sure you do as well, you know, setting out to write a book, whether it's a full book or an e-book as a lead magnet, and they kind of start from a blank sheet of paper without ever really taking the time to plan what the message is, what the content is, why they're writing it in the first place. And really importantly, how, where, and when they're going to write it as well, because it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And sadly, I observe many people fail to ever see their book in print because of that. So I learned that planning the book is absolutely essential. And of course, if you're a creative type, then perhaps planning doesn't come very naturally. But it's really, really important, because then you're able to write the book from a clear point without the clutter of not knowing what's coming next, because you've already planned the next chapter and the next chapter. So I think it's really important that anyone setting out to write a book, and certainly I learned this, you know, puts the time aside to plan it in the first place.
No, a very good tip. I think whether it's a mind map or index cards, or even just a written plan that says, you know, chapter one, these are the three key points. Chapter mm-hmm. two, this is the key points. Having that sort of roadmap of going from the beginning to the end, you may find you add things in along the way. But if you've got nothing at all to start with, you're not going to get very far, are you?
I don't think so. So those were the two things that I learned, but they were really relearnings. But the thing that I learned that was kind of not necessarily new, but that I'd like to mention, is just how much I know about my subject and how much experience and insight that I can actually offer. And I think that's a really important point. I often say this to my clients, is that you really learn what you know when you're in a position of teaching others what you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that can be a real confidence boost, you know, it kind of, and the other thing is that when you write, you know, a book and you go through the process of reading over what you've written, you really kind of get into that state of unconscious competence where it just becomes part of who you are. So I think the process of writing a book, you know, even if the book never actually makes it into print, can really help develop your competence.
Oh, definitely. The amount of research you need to do. There's something strange about having a book that you probably don't know that much more at the end of writing it than you did at the beginning, but you've suddenly become an expert. Have you found that?
Yes. Well, that's a really good way of putting it. And you find that when people ask you about your subject matter, it flows in a completely new way when you've actually gone through the process of writing it down.
Yeah, yeah, there's something very odd about it, that writing it down does just make you an expert in your subject.
Mm.
I don't understand that at all, but there you go. That's what happens.
Absolutely.
So how did you publish your book? How did you get your book published?
Well, I published through the same company that I did my coaching with, because they offered a full edit, design, and packaging service. So it just made sense for me, because I'm quite results focused. So I wanted it done. Once I decided I was going to write it, I just wanted it done. So I went down that route. But one of the reasons was that I wanted to avoid my book appearing, and I say appearing in quotes, to be self-published.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that there are loads of obvious advantages to self-publishing, and I've come across self-published books that look amazing, but I've also come across self-published books that look self-published.
Yeah.
And whilst it shouldn't affect one's perception of the quality of the content, unfortunately, it can do. So I went down the route of having it, you know, it, for want of a better term, you know, professionally published. Because obviously my book was, one of the intentions of the book was to build my credibility and to raise visibility. So that was why I chose that option.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like the obvious advantage of it was that you got a professional yes. book at the end of it. Were there any other advantages, and were there any disadvantages?
Well, I guess one of the disadvantages is you have a little bit less control, because, of course, you know, publishers have their own ideas, and they're probably, you know, they're certainly more experienced than we are at knowing what's going to make a book sell and what it should look like. And of course, we have our own ideas of how we want our book to look. And of course, when you self-publish, you're in complete control of that, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, you are.
So, but I'm a big believer that, you know, if you hire somebody to help you with the process, then, you know, if you don't take their advice, then you've kind of wasted the opportunity, really. So yeah, that's one of the disadvantages, but I managed to get a nice balance between getting what I wanted and equally, you know, having a book that did actually sell.
Right. Oh, that's really good then, yeah. So the book's sold, been selling well, I would imagine.
It has sold well. I mean, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, you're not going to make yourself a millionaire writing books, are you? Let's face it.
It's not a retirement plan, unless you're J.K. Rowling.
But no, they sell well. You know, I get clients and work through them, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. But one of the other things that I decided, which I think is worth mentioning, is I decided to publish in hardback.
Ah, okay. That's an interesting decision.
Yeah, and that was really because I wanted a book that stood out from the rest. I wanted a book that had gravitas, and I felt that a solid book, you know, a book that actually felt solid in your hand, kind of implied gravitas. Mm. And also, because my book contains worksheets in the book to enable the reader to actually implement what they've learned, I also went for a larger size book as well, so my book's actually quite big.
Okay, yeah.
And the advantage of that, of course, is that it looks special, and it feels nice to read, and it implies quality, which was intentional. One of the disadvantages, of course, is that it's a bit clunkier to carry.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, hardback increases the cost of the book as well.
Yeah, what sort of feedback have you had from readers about the hardback?
Really, really great. And actually, since I went to paperback as well, and there's now the option, I haven't noticed any decline in hardback sales.
Oh, that's good. So it's not, people haven't been switching for the cheaper alternative.
No, I mean, people tend to either buy the Kindle if they, you know, if they don't want a physical copy, they buy the Kindle, or they still tend to go for the hardback.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know when the traditional publishers put out hardback books, the book comes out in hardback first to get the avid fans, doesn't it? And then they put it out in paperback for the masses. And you'd sort of imagine that if you've got the option, that most people would go for the cheaper option. So that's really interesting to hear that actually, no, that's not the case.
You would think so. And when I run my own events and I have books, you know, available, I sell equally as many hardbacks as I do paperbacks.
Yeah, that's something that for other authors to consider then, whether they actually go for a hardback option.
Absolutely. And they do look different, you know, they do stand out on a table.
I can imagine. Yes. Yeah. And you don't think about self-publishing involving hardback books either, so again it's taking you away from the self-published.
That's exactly right.
Image. Yeah. So since the book's come out, what's happened as a result?
Well, do you know what, lots has happened actually. I've been asked to write for a number of online publications, and I mean, I've lost count, but, you know, at least 20.
Mm,
a number of print publications as well. I've been asked to coach a writer for Psychologies magazine, which is the only magazine that I actually read myself, and I aspired to be in that magazine. And the process there was that she would then document our coaching journey, if you like, in a four-page dossier in the magazine, which came out in January this year.
Oh, wow.
So my aspiration was to write maybe an article. and that was really lovely, because it was really great exposure, because she talked, you know, of course, it's always more powerful when somebody else says how great it is.
Definitely.
So that was great. And I also developed my four-month coaching and mentoring program for business owners who want to fast-track their business results. So that came off the back of the book. And that, you know, I take on a client a month on that, so that's quite nice. And I've been invited to speak a lot as well, Alison, at numerous events of all different sizes and different types of audiences, and including, more recently, some corporate audiences.
Oh, wow, okay. So it's going back to your corporate roots.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. And what's really interesting about that is I've gone from speaking in a kind of complimentary capacity with the opportunity to showcase my work to being paid to speak. And that's only happened since the book.
Right, yeah, it's again that thing of you've suddenly become an expert.
Yeah,
and that makes a big difference. So it sounds like you've been doing a lot of writing since the book came out. Uh-huh. Have you got writing plans for the future? Are there more books in the pipeline?
Yeah, that's a really good question as well, because when I first finished this book, I had lots and lots of plans and ideas for follow-up books. But of course, you know, books take time to write. Mm-hmm. And as we've already discovered, you know, it's not a retirement plan. So a book for me is really a tool to build credibility, to raise awareness, to raise visibility, to get your IP out there so that people understand what you're about. So my current book really does that very, very well. So my immediate plans are really just to continue to write for magazines and other publications and continue with my blog until the time feels right to write the next book. But I do have an idea for the next book, and that's really stemmed from the fact that I started working with some larger companies now, and I've adapted the model in the book to suit a more corporate setting, and I can see myself maybe writing the follow-up being something like the act of attraction in teams or the act of attraction in organisations later down the line. But what's really important for me, of course, is that I would need to thoroughly test the model in that environment first.
Yeah.
In order for me to be able to do that in an authentic way and to feel that I could really add value in that marketplace. So, and I think that's really important. It's like I kind of know it works and I'm using it and I'm getting some great results, but not enough for me to feel that I would be ready to write that book yet.
So you want more invitations to go and work in corporate places so that you can build up the material for the next book.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, in my current book, there's a lot of anecdotes. You know, I kind of demonstrate a lot of my points by using examples, you know, real life examples of people I've worked with. And, you know, at the moment, I've probably got, I don't know, maybe 15 different companies that I've used this content in a team setting. But that's not enough. You know, I'd like to see that around the 50 or 100 mark, really, before I stop putting it into print. So, but I think, yeah, maybe in a couple of years' time, that'll be the next book.
That's good, yeah. It sounds like you've got the enthusiasm for it. It's just the research and the case studies along the way, and then it'll be easy to write once you get there.
Hopefully. Yeah.
So, what lessons or tips could you pass on to other aspiring authors who are maybe listening to this and thinking, well, I've got an idea, but I don't know how to start, or I don't know what to do with it? What would you advise them to do?
I would advise them not to try and do it on their own. And that's not to say that it's not possible, but I'm a big believer that if somebody can show you the way, then find that person and have them show you the way. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to learn it, you know, from scratch. You know, other people have worked out how to do it. So find somebody who can show you, even if it's somebody who's just been down the process before, you know, even if it isn't a commercial arrangement. But I'm a big, big believer that, you know, you find yourself a coach who can support you, find a process that you think will work for you, make sure that you put the time aside to plan. And then really importantly, the planning bit for me is in two stages, really. One is, you know, what's the content of the book? What's the message of the book? Who's the reader? Why am I writing it? And then planning out the chapters. But actually, probably even more important than that is actually planning your life in such a way that you can actually take the time to sit down and write it. Because, you know, it's time consuming.
That's a very good point. I don't think people, I mean, yeah, I don't think people have any idea how long it can take to do. I know people who've written books in 7 weeks, in 4 weeks even. I know people who've written books in years and years. Mm. And a lot of it comes down to finding the time that works for you and making that your dedicated writing time and getting on with it. Because if you can't fit it in somewhere, then it will just drift along and it will probably never get finished.
Absolutely. And also, no, it's not just about time either. It's also about environment, you know. Part of planning for me, particularly when it comes to a project like a book, is to decide, okay, when do I write best? What time of day? What kind of environment? Do I need a desk? Do I need a coffee table? What, you know, do I need access to coffee or water or, you know, sparkling drinks? Or what is it that actually is going to enable me to perform in that 4 hours that I've allocated to write a book? Because you've done it. You sit in front of your computer and you're not quite in the right position. The chair's not right and nothing really flows.
Yeah, so it's finding the right environment, the right time that suits you. There's no right. There's no right solution, is there? It's just what works for you.
Absolutely. And that's why a coach can be invaluable, of course, because they can give you ideas or ask questions to enable you to work those things out.
That's very true. Yes. Yeah. If it's not working. Any more tips before we finish that you want to pass on?
I think the biggest tip is, you know, believe that you can do it, because I'm a big believer that, you know, everybody's got expertise. Everybody's got a message to share. Everybody without exception. And, you know, you may be a competent writer. Writing might be something that you find challenging, but, you know, you can always have an editor go, you know, various different levels of editing, aren't there? You know, sometimes it's just grammar. Sometimes it's actually constructing paragraphs better than how you might have written it. You know, don't let a perceived lack of competence in writing get in the way of sitting down and sharing your message with the world, because there are ways around that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, believe you can do it. If you've got something to share, you know, anyone can write a book. They really can.
That's brilliant. So just have the belief that you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's brilliant. So it's been lovely talking to you. Before we go, do you just want to give your book a plug? Tell us a little bit about it and where people can get it from.
Bless you. Thank you. Yes, the book's called The Act of Attraction in Business. And it's really coming from the basis that the reason why most people fail when they fail is that there is a tension between what's going on in their head, so in other words, what they want and why, and what they're actually doing in reality. And when you can align that those two things together, there's no other possible outcome than success. So really what the book does is it takes the reader through a four-step process to define what it is that they want their business to look like, get clear about why that's important to them, and then develop the internal mindset to actually support that, to get their behaviour aligned with it, and then to learn how to plan for success. And I've had some amazing feedback that actually just by following the book on its own, without any need for any additional coaching, business owners can have significantly different results as a result. So The Act of Attraction in Business, and the URL for it is theactofattractioninbusiness.com.
That's brilliant. Tamsin, Gary, you've been a star. Thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting me, Alison. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation. You can find out more about Tamsin Gary and The Act of Attraction and buy her book at theactofattraction.com. To hear more conversations with authors, visit www.theproofairy.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast. Bye for now.